The soon-to-retire president of Bougainville, John Momus, says candidates have been trying to cheat, bully or buy their way into the new parliament. The vote count in the Autonomous Region's five-year poll is nearly at an end, but Mr Momus says demands for a recount are already being prepared. Mr Momus first raised his concerns while speaking during Papua New Guinea's 45th anniversary celebrations on Wednesday. He praised the success of PNG's constitution, but said some in Bougainville are flouting the Bougainville constitution by not following the law and maintaining the principles of democracy. Don Wiseman asked Mr Momus to elaborate.
We stand at the threshold of a new, you know, regime, new socio-economic, political, moral order. People are not respecting the rule of law, and that is very dangerous. Because, you know, democracy, the principle of rule of law is of essence of democracies. Now we're saying people are just taking the law into their own hands. They're not respecting the principle that the end does not justify the means. You don't rob Peter in order to help Paul, that sort of thing. A lot of people are spending a lot of money on this election beyond what people can afford. We wonder where the money is coming from. People are breaking rules to achieve something that is not good for democracy.
When you say people are breaking rules, you mean what? What are they doing?
Some candidates, when they don't get what they want, they use all kinds of means to force people to vote for them and to follow them. Because we have a very weak police, rule of law is a real problem in Bougainville, and especially this year, when you don't have international observers here for the elections, it is quite clear that some people were more or less forcing people to vote for them or using, you know, all kinds of propaganda to get people to scare them into submission.
Are there likely to be MPs in the new House who have behaved in this way?
Yes.
There will be?
There will be.
And there's nothing police can do about this sort of thing because, as you say, they're underpowered.
The police, you know, whilst we are... I'm very critical of the police as well, but of course the police is so, you know, under strength and ill-disciplined and under-trained. We don't have a strong police. That adds to the problem. I think, well, I'm very suspicious of the behavior of some of the policemen.
I have to ask you this because I know that at the beginning of the process you were adamant that your man, Captain Rivett, was going to succeed. Well, he may still do that, I guess, but he's down the ladder a little bit, isn't he? The fact that you've raised this now, it's not a case of sour grapes, is it?
Well, it's not only me, it's not only I and our party is amazed, you know. Everybody's saying this is unreal. Some candidates are picking up votes everywhere. There's definitely been a paradigm shift. No longer the conventional way, not the traditional way of doing things. We just don't know what's... There's a foreign element into this whole equation now.
The inducements for people to vote, what are they being offered?
Well, money, a lot of money. We don't have any, you know, concrete evidence of it, but it's people are complaining about it now everywhere.
I just wonder if it is a case of supposition, that there is nothing substantial behind it.
No, I think there's more to it than that, but I'm not prepared to talk about it yet. In fact, the candidates are going to demand that there be a recount to check whether the number of votes are correct, and I don't want to talk about that now until we have further evidence after the check.
Well,
serious concern by not only by my party, but the people right across Bougainville, of course. And we are very careful. We don't make a big noise until we check. We take some concrete steps to see if we can get some evidence.
That's John Momus, who's due to finish his 10 years as president this coming week. The election vote count was this week extended by 9 days, with the Electoral Commissioner, George Manu, saying there were many more candidates and voters than previous elections.